There are many different dishes that derive from the Caribbean diaspora, and while their flavors may be unforgettable, their cultural significance is often overlooked. Today we present you a few. Let me know if you've ever tried any of them, and what they meant to you, because these aren't just meals, they're archives, edible memories, and every bite brings us closer to a deeper truth, that food is resistance, identity, and legacy. Origins of Jerk Chicken, a tale of survival and fusion. Centuries ago, amidst the lush landscapes of Jamaica, the indigenous Taino people developed a method of preserving and flavoring meat using local spices and slow cooking techniques. This method was later adopted and refined by the Maroons, escaped enslaved Africans who sought refuge in Jamaica's mountainous regions. Combining Taino techniques with African spices and cooking methods, they birthed what we now know as jerk cooking. The term jerk is believed to derive from the Spanish word charca, meaning dried meat, which evolved into jerky in English. Jerk chicken is deeply embedded in Jamaican culture, symbolizing resistance, unity, and celebration. Traditionally cooked over pimento wood, the smoky aroma became synonymous with communal gatherings and festive occasions. Today, jerk chicken is a staple at events like the Acampong Maroon Festival, honoring the Maroons' legacy and their contributions to Jamaican heritage. Crafting authentic jerk chicken. Combine all marinade ingredients in a food processor or blender. Pulse until a coarse paste forms. Marinating the chicken. Clean and pat dry the chicken pieces. Make shallow cuts in the meat to allow the marinade to penetrate deeply. Place the chicken in a large bowl or zip-top bag and pour the marinade over it, ensuring each piece is well coated. Seal and refrigerate for at least 4 hours, preferably overnight for maximum flavor. Grilling. Preheat your grill to medium-high heat. If possible, use pimento wood or charcoal to achieve the authentic smoky flavor. Remove chicken from the marinade, allowing excess to drip off. Place the chicken on the grill, skin side down. Grill for about 5 to 7 minutes per side, achieving a nice char. Move the chicken to indirect heat, cover, and cook for an additional 20 to 30 minutes, or until the internal temperature reaches 165 degrees Fahrenheit, 74 degrees Celsius. Let the chicken rest for 5 minutes before serving. Traditionally served with rice and peas, festival, a type of fried dumpling, or bami, cassava flatbread. Embracing the art of jerk chicken is not just about savoring a flavorful dish. It's about connecting with a rich history and celebrating a culture that has turned adversity into culinary triumph. Now I've got a question for you. Have you ever tried authentic jerk chicken? If you have, drop a comment and let me know what you thought of it. I want to hear your experience.